and such. I mean, all the kids wanted to have these. And so these kids would get them, and they'd take them home, and Mama wouldn't want them. And so they would give them to Anna, who hid them in our attic and fed them up there. And she would wear them to school under her hair. And she didn't speak French yet, but she had a lot of friends. And so finally, some teacher saw it and squealed on them. And you have this notebook that each child has that they're supposed to put their mark their homework that they're supposed to do for the next day and stuff like that. And so they also mark correspondence between the school and the family. Everybody had to mark in their notebook, "We will not bring animals to school." And at the end of the year, when the graduating class did their skits, they had the headmaster, it was a real stuff shirt, and they had somebody imitating him, and he would come around, and he would look, this is in the skit, at everyone's hair around the temples and say, "Oh, you should not bring animals to school." Looking for
so animated the end of the year skit.
Well, yeah, it was just so we had Boo Boo and Lulu.
Oh, I see.
And eventually one little girl managed to, because we looked after this so long and the mother was beginning to feel bad about it, and took the little mouse, finally reconciled herself to this little mouse, and it went home again. So it was cute.
I need to get you to tell stories about Little Mother. Little Mother is your cat who turns mice into kittens.
Yes, she does.
Mice go in one end and kittens come out the other.
And she cultivates them.
Yes.
And she knows where they live. She raises mice. And so she knows when, she never kills them all. She makes sure that they're going to reproduce for her each litter of kittens.
This is just sustainable harvest.
Yeah.
This is ecosystem management.
Yeah. And so, you know, when she needs a mouse and she's indoors, she sits and she stares at the front door until somebody opens. And we open the door, and she goes around the side of the house and comes back immediately with a mouse. And then a little later, a couple hours later, she'll be sitting in front of the door staring it down, and we open the door, and she goes around the other side of the house, and she immediately comes back with a mouse. And when we're out in the garden, we'll be sitting there, and half an hour will go by, and then she suddenly gets up. Well, not suddenly, very quietly, just like that. Gets up, goes into the flower bed, and comes back with a mouse. For her kittens. But she never kills them all. So everybody says, "Oh, great, you've got this great mouser," but she raises mice.
Yes, you can, and she makes sure that there are always some mice.
There are always some mice.
So you will always be assured that you won't be rid of mice if you have this cat.
Exactly.
And any decent cat will do the same thing.
Probably.
So the last thing you're going to end up with is a mouseless habitat because the cat sees to it.
Yep.
I mean, they know about sustainable harvest.
For sure.
We need to learn. Did she do things to prevent other cats from invading on her harvest or anything like that? I mean, how come?
Well, she's a territorial animal, and they do know that that's her territory. And, of course, we give these kittens away. So she hasn't finished the mouse harvest yet. She doesn't want them to be too many either. And so she keeps catching them the same way, same system, and brings them to her former kittens who have grown up. And so she does that until she's, you know, kept it to the level of whatever the sustainability that she's interested
carrying
in.
Carrying capacity, they call it.
Yeah,
the
right.
Carrying capacity.
Right.
Yes. That's so she brings them to
Twinkle Star and Leaf and so forth.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Mush for brains or what?
Mustard brain.
Yes.